Knowing things and knowledge are different, and a fact isn't always true. Both discoveries made by commentator and comedian Beth Lapidus, doing a recent brush with a fact checker.
Facts are like one-night stands to me. They're hard to remember, they never add up, and I'm always afraid they're going to come back to haunt me. So when a fact checker from The New Yorker called me recently, I panicked. I'm not good with facts, I told him. He laughed and asked me what year I had made the TV show in question. I didn't know. I did know how I'd felt at every stage of shooting the show, but emotional timelines are not the kind of timelines that fact checkers check. I was a little bit jealous of the fact checker. While we were both surrounded by facts, he seemed to feel surrounded in a warm blanket kind of way, whereas I felt surrounded in a swarm of killer bees kind of way, a way where facts feel inevitable and noisy and deadly, although not always from Africa, or South America, or wherever it is that the killer bees are actually from. This is an absolutely horrible time to have a bad relationship to facts. I mean, you just can't gather enough empirical evidence about Homeland Security, the decimated rainforest, or the Winona trial. And facts are so much work. First, you have to decide whether or not you believe a fact, evaluate who said it, who said they said it, why they said it, why they were quoted. Then it is a whole fact or just a factoid. What does the fact mean, if anything? And finally, is it possible to remember and thus be of any use at all? When I read the news, I make sure to read the corrections. Like there's no point in remembering those troublesome facts anyway. They're all suspect, many clearly wrong. And I imagine all the people who read the article banked the facts, missed the correction, and are using up valuable brain space that could be used for dreaming or scheming or even rationalizing why you shouldn't be bothering to remember facts. My name, for instance, was recently spelled wrong in the New York Times and never corrected. I know the correct spelling of Lapidus is a fact that lacks any real significance. Still, it is one fact that I'm sure of, and I do like it when they spell my name right. So when The New Yorker's fact checker asked me to, I happily spelt it for him, L-A-P-I-D-E-S. Oh, I'm glad I asked, the fact checker said. We had U.S., like the Times. And I was glad he had asked too, because for a brief moment, I felt the comfort of a hard-edged and sure-footed world of certainty, of linearity, of actuality. But it only lasted until his next question, which was about something I had said on stage. Or had I? And I was thrown back into a world of possibility. And I liked it that way. And that's a fact.
Beth Lapidus is creator and host of LA's alternative comedy show, The Un-Cabaret.